Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
Today, Laura, it's time for a revolution. That's right.
Oh,
we're
going to
go out and kill the king.
We're going to
take over the government and kick the president into jail. Well, that's kind of a revolution when you read about it in history, right? The American Revolution, the French Revolution. This, though, is not that kind of revolution. A revolution can also be used just as a great change. It doesn't mean, you know, kings were killed or people died. It can just mean a great change. So, like, the Internet Revolution, right? All of a sudden, we were shopping online and talking online. It was a great big change for people all around the world in a major way. So the MOOC revolution is telling us about this thing called MOOC, which we'll learn about, and how it's making a great change in the world. So let's find all about it right now.
Reading.
The MOOC Revolution. Salman Khan, a Harvard and MIT graduate, wanted to help his niece study math. So he made some video tutorials. He posted the videos online and they soon gained a huge audience. This inspired him to found the educational website Khan Academy. The Academy has delivered over 250 million lessons free of charge. Khan's work has aided both students and teachers across the world. Although distance education has existed for many decades, even since before the internet, it is really booming now. All kinds of online schools have popped up in recent years. The New York Times named 2012 the year of the MOOC, or Massive Open Online Course. Even elite universities like Harvard and Stanford are getting on board. What is happening is no less than a global education revolution. Online courses are hugely popular because they have several advantages over traditional classes. For starters, students have more control over which courses they take. In addition, they can study practically anywhere at any time. This freedom to learn is perfect for busy people. If you are interested in education on your terms, consider joining a MOOC.
Okay, well, like a lot of revolutions, this one has a leader. But this leader is not an angry man in politics or, you know, something like that. He's actually a teacher. It's a Salman Khan, a Harvard and MIT graduate, wanted to help his niece study math. So he made some video tutorials. Okay, that starts pretty normal. Here's a young guy named Salman Khan. He went to some good schools, Harvard and MIT. So those, of course, are big universities in America. He's a graduate of those schools. Well, if you're a graduate of something, this is the noun form, notice. It means you've successfully passed through a school. You went to the school, you were there for a few years, you did all the tests and exams, and the teachers were happy with your grades, and now you've left the school, and you get that piece of paper that says, I studied at this school for 4 years, and I studied math or science or whatever. So he went to the schools. He finished the schools. He's a graduate. Good for him. For example, for that word, we could say, oh, yeah, President Ma right here in Taiwan. President Ma is also a graduate of Harvard University. President Ma is a graduate of Harvard University. That's the school he went to, and he finished all his studies there. So this guy, he went to good schools, too. He wanted to help his niece study math. Oh, that's nice. He's got a niece. That's his sister or brother's child, right? So he's the uncle of this girl, this niece. And so to help her study math, he made some video tutorials. He basically made some little classes. He videotaped them, and then I guess sent them to her using a computer.
哇哦，所以其实今天呢我们要提到这个人呢，他很厉害耶，他是一个 Harvard and MIT graduate。 OK， 其实他是拥有这个麻省理工学院的硕士学位呢，还有这个哈佛大学的 MBA 学位。这里的 graduate 其实就有着毕业生这样子意思啦。 OK， 那因为呢其实呢他想要帮助住在比较远方的一个 niece， 就是可能是外甥女或是侄女呢，来学这个可能数学啊，所以呢他就自己呢制制了一些教学的影片，然后就是哇，就是他想要说哇，这样子的话呢可能可以帮助远方的你学到更多的一个东西，所以呢因此他就把这教学影片 PO 或者是放在这个网络上了。 So he posted the videos online and they soon gained a huge audience。 当我们用这个 PO 文啊 PO 图或是 PO 影片的英文，我们就用 POST POST。那所以由于受到这个广泛的好评呢，哇，这个所以他就可能决定了他要做什么事情呢。 This inspired him to found the educational website Khan Academy。 然后因此呢他就受到很大的鼓励啦，他就想说那我就要开始呢来全职的呢来成立一个教育的一个网络，也就叫做这个可汗学院，就是 Khan Academy。 这里的 found 注意哦，它是指这个成立这样的意思。 That's not the past tense of find, right? It means to start or to establish.
Exactly, yes. So he started this kind of school, this online school, because it wasn't just his niece who wanted to learn more about math. Lots of people did. How many? Well, it says the academy has delivered over...250 million lessons free of charge. That's a lot of people learning things from him. That must be a good feeling. So the academy delivers these lessons. Well, they produce the lessons, right? They film them. He talks about math or science for an hour, and then they make a video and they put it online and people download that or watch it on their computer. And that means it's delivered. It's brought from him to the people who want it. A lot of businesses will deliver things either by the internet or actually they'll bring it to your house. For example, we got the pizza restaurant to deliver 4 pizzas for the party. So they make the pizzas, they put them in a car on a motorcycle, they drive them over to your house. It's been delivered to you. You pay for it and then you get it at home. So 250 different lessons have been delivered or taught to people free of charge, meaning for free. So that's pretty amazing. You can learn a lot from a smart guy, and you don't have to pay anything for it. It says Khan's work has aided both students and teachers across the world, so a lot of people are learning from him. Although distance education has existed for many decades, even since before the internet, it is really booming now. This idea of distance education or learning when the students and the teachers are far away from each other. Yeah, you used to be able to learn things from the television, or they would send books and things to study with to your house. And I remember even as a kid in Australia, right, they would fly teachers around in an airplane. And so that was another kind of distance education. But sometimes, you know, when people live on a farm or they live far away from a good school, they have to study using a different way. Distance education. It's been around a long time, but with the internet, it's really booming now. If something's booming, it's doing very well. It's very popular and successful.
真的，所以其实呢，虽然呢，远距教学呢，就是 distance education， 就是远距的一些教育呢，其实已经好几十年 ，decades 就通常有十年的意思 ，many decades 就是好几十年，已经就存在了。而且呢甚至于呢他在远在这个 internet 这个网络开始有的时候就有了远距教学，但是呢哇，其实在网络上的教学呢真的呢还是非常的怎么样 booming， 非常的大受欢迎或是迅速发展这样子意思啊。 All kinds of online schools have popped up in recent years. OK， 所以有很多种的不同的这个 online schools， 就是网络上的线上的一些学校呢突然呢就窜出来冒出来这样的意思哦，这是有 pop up 这样的意思。 For example, coffee shop seems to be popping up everywhere.
Absolutely, okay. Yeah, so all of a sudden there's lots more online schools. But the New York Times named 2012 the year of the MOOC, or Massive Open Online Course. That's what MOOC, M-O-O-C, means. All right, so New York Times noticed this, that there are a lot of these new internet schools. So they called last year, or 2012, I should say, the year of the MOOC, the Massive Open Online Course. Massive meaning really big. Open meaning anyone can use it. It's free online. You're using the web. And in this case, it's a course. It's a class. So you're studying online with many other people.
Okay, 所以呢，哇，其实在这个网络上的这个教学有很多种，多到呢，在这个纽约时报就称2012年呢 ,the year of the MOOC, 诶，大家可能觉得 MOOC 是什么呢，其实它是一个缩写，就是 Massive Open Online Course 的缩写。Massive 就是大规模的， Open 就是开放啦。那这个 Online Course 当然就是线上的一些课程，是针对于呢这个大众人群的一个线上课程，所以人们呢只要透过网路呢，哇，就可以来选说，诶，我想要在线上上什么东西，要上什么课程。其实它是远距的教学或是教育的非常新的一个发展哦，那这是非常好的。其实它的设计和课程呢，其实类似跟学院和大学的课堂，只是呢它不会像在这个学校付费的学生那样要求你的学分。但是呢尽管如此呢，其实它一些学习的奖励呢，也有可能是通过这个证书来证明哦，所以其实呢很多人还是很喜欢这样子一个教学。
Even elite universities like Harvard and Stanford are getting on board. So it's not just people doing it for themselves like Salman Khan did. The big schools are doing it. Elite universities. If something is elite, it's kind of top level. It's one of the best. So an elite basketball player could be in the NBA. Elite universities, well, Harvard, Stanford, Oxford, and Cambridge in England. These are some of the most famous top universities. And they're also producing these courses for people to study. It says what is happening is no less than a global education revolution. Wow, no less than. What exactly does that mean here?
Okay, low, no less than, 就是不少于不下于。其实呢他讲的是说，哇，因为连这个哈佛史丹佛开始也想要就是出这个 MOOC, 就是一些大规模开放的线上的课程哦。所以由此可见可以发现呢，这简直呢是这样子的一个大改变，不下于一个全球教育大变革大改革这样子的意思啦。所以大家呢都非常风靡这个新的一个教育的一个方式一个系统哦。好啦，不过在这里我们先要停一下，我们来先来听听看我们今天的 shortcut for you, 也就是 on board 的用法。
Shortcut for you.
I have an idea. Let's take a trip to the river.
Great. That sounds really fun.
I'm glad you're on board.
I'm not getting on board any boat. I will feel sick.
To be on board is to go along with or follow a plan.
Oh, I see. So to be on board means 加入。
Yeah, so we won't be boarding any ship. We'll just go for a walk.
I can get on board with that plan. I can't wait to go.
Great, let's get ready.
Online courses are hugely popular because they have several advantages.Over traditional classes. What does this word advantage mean, Mike?
An advantage is something that makes it a little bit better or a little bit more special. We can talk about a person having an advantage. You know, if someone is born to a rich family, they might have an advantage over someone who was not so rich. Or if someone is much taller, much more good looking than someone else, they might have an advantage if they want to become a fashion model or a movie actor or something like that. So it's a special thing. something that makes you a little bit better or a little bit more suitable for something. For example, we could say the taller, faster boy had an advantage in the tennis game. The taller, faster boy had an advantage in the tennis game just because of the way he's shaped. He's got a little bit more of a special chance. All right, so yeah, these have advantages over traditional classes. The article tells us some of them. It says, for starters, students have more control over which courses they take. So the students can really choose. Sometimes in a real school, you say, oh, I want to study this, and then you find out, oh, it's full. They don't have any more room for students, or, you know, maybe it's not at a time when it's convenient for you to study. So these things, you can study at 4 o'clock in the morning on Sunday if you really want to, when schools are normally closed. So that's good. In addition, they can study practically anywhere at any time. Yeah, you can take your laptop and sit in the park on a sunny day and study math if you really want to, practically anywhere at any time. Practically here means almost anywhere. Okay, now of course you can't use it on an airplane. You might not be able to study in a movie theater because you'll be bothering other people. But in a coffee shop, in your home, in the library, at school, in bed, it doesn't really matter, almost anywhere. Practically anywhere. For example, we could say, I talk to him practically every day. I talk to him practically every day. Sometimes not on the weekend, but almost every day. So that sounds very useful for a lot of people, right? Studying anywhere at any time.
真的，其实这个线上的一些课程呢，为什么会这么受欢迎？因为他们真的有很多 advantages， 就是很多优点跟好处。像是呢，诶，这个学生呢，他有比较多的选择权啦，我想要学习什么都可以。甚至呢，他们几乎啦，在任何地方、任何地点都可以来就是学上课。Okay, practically 就是几乎差不多这样的意思啦。This freedom to learn is perfect for busy people.If you're interested in education on your terms, consider joining a MOOC. Okay, so on your terms, 这个意思就是根据你的一个想法或是主张。所以其实呢，如果你非常的忙啦，那你也觉得说，诶，我想要有自己的想法，我想要选什么，或是什么时候上课，那当然呢，你就可以考虑看看要来选择这个 MOOC 的一个线上课程的方式咯。Alright, let's now go to our For You chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, and our chat question is, well, about online learning. Are there any other benefits to learning online? We've already learned that it's convenient. You can study anywhere at any time. What about some other things that might be good about learning online and not in a classroom, Laura?
Yeah, well, they also talked about the convenience, and also, like, you could...basically choose whichever course you would like to take. So that's practically a lot of benefits so far.
Yep.
And I'm trying to think of more, which is really hard because that's the only ones I can think of right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I think another good one would be, you know, if you're studying something difficult, you could actually watch the class 2 or 3 times.Right?
Oh,
so you can go, I didn't understand
that.
I'm going to do it all over. I mean, if you ask your teacher at school, teacher, can you go back to the beginning an hour ago and say everything exactly the same again?
Right.
Your teacher will kill you. and the other students will be like, oh no, you're wasting my time. So that's useful. Here's another one I just thought of. If you have to go to the bathroom, you can stop the class. Imagine putting up your hand, teacher, I have to go to the bathroom. Don't talk for 5 minutes. I'll be right back.Your teacher would probably not be happy with that. So, you know, it's very convenient in lots of ways.
I also thought of one. It's kind of like, has to do what you were saying. Well, basically you will get less distracted because in the class you have other classmates. So you could focus more,
I guess. That's true. If someone next to you is texting or taking a nap or, you know, reading a comic book, it might disturb you. So yeah, a lot of good things about studying online. So check out a MOOC near you today.
The MOOC Revolution. Salman Khan, a Harvard and MIT graduate, wanted to help his niece study math, so he made some video tutorials. He posted the videos online, and they soon gained a huge audience. This inspired him to found the educational website Khan Academy.The Academy has delivered over 250 million lessons free of charge. Khan's work has aided both students and teachers across the world. Although distance education has existed for many decades, Even since before the internet, it is really booming now. All kinds of online schools have popped up in recent years. The New York Times named 2012 the year of the MOOC, or Massive Open Online Course. Even elite universities like Harvard and Stanford are getting on board. What is happening is no less than a global education revolution. Online courses are hugely popular because they have several advantages over traditional classes. For starters, students have more control over which courses they take. In addition, they can study practically anywhere at any time. This freedom to learn is perfect for busy people. If you are interested in education on your terms, consider joining a MOOC.
Vocabulary Review.
Revolution. After the Industrial Revolution, many people completely changed the way they make things. Graduate. College graduates are widely believed to have more job opportunities than those who don't go to college. Deliver. Jim's job is to deliver pizzas to people's homes. Pop up. The science project took a long time to finish because problems kept popping up. Advantage. Runners who have long legs have an advantage over others in a race. Practically. Even though he was practically out of money, Larry wasn't interested in getting a job.